We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and continuing our busy show here today. Got four different guests here, and we're going to talk Riley County Senior Service Center next. And Liz Nelson is joining us here for this next segment over the phone. Liz, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And Liz, I try to remember everyone's titles, but I apologize. It's been a while since we spoke. What is your title?
Program Coordinator.
Program Coordinator. Okay, so the October newsletter is out, and people can check that out online. And I was just kind of going through that myself here this morning and saw that the first item on there talks about Medicare Part D, which we just spoke about a little bit with Gary Fike at the Extension Office. But drug counseling will be happening pretty soon.
That's right. It starts October 15th and runs through December 7th. And we have decided to go ahead and open up and start providing some programming in October. And Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling is one of the really important things that happens in that time period. So you can call the center at 537-4040. And starting October 1st, you can call there and make appointments to get your drug counseling. We'll only have one drug counselor, so there will be fewer slots available than there have been in past years, but don't let that keep you from trying to get an appointment.
All right. So,
and, you know, we had somebody stop by the building yesterday, and this was somebody that had just turned 65. Everything was new. He had a whole lot of questions, and so this is the perfect place to go to get those questions answered regarding Medicare Part D.
Yeah, and there will be quite a few questions, I'm sure, especially if you're new to this. And it's nice that you can still have that happen in person, because I think that would be really difficult to do any other way, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I know that programming has been limited at the Senior Center over the past few months, but it does look like there will be some in-person programming in October.
Yeah, there will be. You know, we ended up trying out things like meeting in different parks around town for coffee and donuts and for lunch, and that's actually been going really well. But in October, as the weather changes, we're going to go ahead and start offering some things indoors. And one of them is, a few of them are things like our art studio, which is basically like a watercolor painting class that you can take. We'll be offering that twice a month, and that's $3 a session. We're going to have Monday morning movies. We're going to have Wandine Rivers from the public library coming in and offering her technical assistance. That she's been doing that routinely for quite some time now. But if you have issues with your phone or your laptop or something like that, you can come in and ask her for help getting those things figured out. We have Seated Tai Chi on Tuesday morning. We have a diabetes support group that we call Living with Diabetes. And so Jordan Chen, who's a dietitian, comes in, and she's been offering online classes, but we're going back to offering it in person as well. So we're going to have both options if you want to come in and meet with folks and talk about the topic of, this month's topic is physical activity and how it can help you manage your diabetes. That will be Tuesday, October 6th. And then we also have an in-person program called Artist Profile, and the Beach Museum offers an opportunity for people to come in at least every other month and learn about an artist, and this month's artist is Georgia O'Keeffe. And then we're also offering at least once a week a social hour, and we're just asking people, anytime they come in the building, we're requiring masks. We're going to require that you have signed up in advance, so it will be important to call in 537-4040 to sign up for any activity or program that you'd like to attend. And then we'll have a, you know, kind of like a health question questionnaire to go through as you come in the building, and hand sanitizer too. Right. And then I guess the last thing that we're having inside the building that is more of a regular program that we've always offered is called Stitch Therapy. And that's if you like to do knitting, crocheting, needlepoint, handwork of any kind. It's just a group of ladies that like to get together weekly and chat and stitch and just have a little social time along with the handwork that they like to do.
All right, very good.
And some of our, then we also have two special events that maybe we can talk about in a moment. And we have online programming. So the main thing we have online is our exercise classes, and you can find those on our information on how to access those on our website, and you can also find them on Facebook.
Those have gone pretty well, haven't they?
They've gone really well. We've been really happy with the response, and we get lots and lots of really good feedback about it, and lots of participation locally, and even people that have found us in different parts of the country, you know, some people on the East Coast have found Susan's exercise classes and tune in weekly. So it's really been wonderful.
Yes, that's neat. I need to be able to offer that. And technology has been very helpful in these past few months, I'm sure, in getting that message
across. It has been. And that's one thing that we have tried to put a really good step-by-step instruction on how to access those. And if you still are having difficulty, that's something Wandine will be able to help with at her tech assistance times. And people can also phone in and ask for a little more personal assistance if they're not quite getting it when they go through our written instructions.
All right. Well, let's talk about these special events you have coming up in October.
Okay. At the very end of the month, we are going to go to the Sunset Cemetery, and Cheryl Collins from the Historical Museum is going to walk us through the Suffragists of Sunset Cemetery. The year 2020 is the 100th anniversary of the signing of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which gave voting rights to women. And so we're kind of running out of time for good outdoor weather to visit the cemetery. And we had a lot of local women who were really active in trying to get the vote. So this will be kind of a neat way. We'll be meeting at the cemetery Friday, October 30th at 1 o'clock. So meet us there. It'll be fun. Learn something new, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be right before Halloween, kind of. Maybe it's a little Halloween tie-in going to the cemetery.
Yeah. We've also been doing, I started a book club. So this month we've been reading about David Fairchild, who was a food explorer in the early part of the 20th century. And he was a Manhattan guy who had degrees from K-State and then worked for the Department of Agriculture. And then now someone's written a book about him. So in October, we're following up on the David Fairchild story with the story of Clementine Paddleford. And she's also a Manhattan local, and she had a big impact on our culture because of her food writing and journalism. So we're kind of going from farm to table, in a sense. We're going from that farm and agriculture-based David Fairchild story and bringing it to the tables of American homes by following up with the story of Clementine Paddleford. The book written about her is called It's called Hometown Appetite, the story of Clementine Paddleford, the forgotten food writer who chronicled how America ate. And I was sitting here reading it right before I called into you, and I think it's a fun, interesting book. I like to read biographies, so it's kind of right up my alley, and then has that extra special interest of being a Manhattan native. So I invite people to read the book and to call in and sign up for book club. We'll be meeting Friday morning.
All right. Sounds good. That's a neat story there, and I'll have to check that out myself sometime. If people want more information, how they get a hold of you there at the Senior Center?
They can call 537-4040. They can go to our website, which is seniorservicecenter.org.
All right.
I also want to put a plug in for our kind of final big event in September. We're having an outdoor concert on the 29th. And Greta Heron, who sang for us back in February, is coming to sing again for us on the 29th. And it'll be an outdoor parking lot concert. And you can call in and sign up for that. And it's going to be a night of kind of old standards from the American Songbook, that kind of thing. She's got a beautiful voice, and she's a wonderful classically trained singer who had a kind of a cabaret career in New York City and now moved back home and is available for concerts.
That sounds wonderful. Wonderful opportunity to get out and hear some live music outside. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, we sure appreciate you joining us here, and we'll talk to you guys again next month.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You bet. That's Liz Nelson, Program Coordinator from the Riley County Senior Service Center. Stay tuned. We'll talk to Lieutenant Bradley Millington from the K-State Police Department up next.